Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Well, I got myself a time machine with Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System, hooked up with a Trimble CFX 750 display and CenterPoint RTX. Easy Pilot helps me make time with precision guidance that's steering me to better stands, more efficient harvest, and bigger yields. And I get it all done faster and with a lot less stress. Make yourself some time and make farming more efficient and profitable. The Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System is available at Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
The winter canola industry is expanding rapidly, and it's almost impossible to keep up with the latest information. That's why producer Matt Gard of Fairview compiled the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog. It's an invaluable resource with the latest canola yield data from OSU, KSU, and the Oklahoma Oilseed Commission. The 2013 Winter Canola Catalog has write-ups about each variety and features articles from canola experts. Get your copy of the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog today at canolaofthegreatplains.com.
Justin, how did our futures markets do today?
Grain futures were mostly weak today at the close. All but the Kansas City wheat futures were lower. We had corn down, making new contract lows. December corn was down about 12 cents at 442. The November soybeans were down 37 and a half at 1282 and a quarter. And the Chicago wheat was slightly lower. Kansas City wheat was strong, though, closed up about 6 cents. The main reason why is because that wheat production report was considered bearish overall, but on the hard red winter wheat was a little bit bullish. The overall all wheat production for the year was 2.128 billion bushels, a little bit bigger than the average guess of 2.121. But then if you look at the hard red winter wheat, which is the Kansas City wheat, they said 744 million bushels. The average guess was 792 million. So about 50 million lower than what the average guess was, and that's what propped that Kansas City wheat futures up. The other part of the report was the grain stocks, quarterly grain stocks. It came in bearish for corn at 824 million bushels. The average guess was 681. Soybeans were also bearish at 141 million bushels. The average guess was 124. And then wheat quarterly stocks was a big number, but a little bit bullish. It came in at 1.855. They're looking for 1.913.
We'll have more market news with Justin Lewis right after this.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
Justin, what other news were the traders looking at today?
This morning's export report was neutral for all the grains. Wheat was 32.9 million bushels. They're looking for 28 to 41, so it was right in the middle of the range. Corn came in just under 22 million bushels. They were looking for 17 to 23, so neutral there as well. Soybeans came in at 14.3 million, and they were looking for 15 to 20. So that was actually just a little bit bullish, but the market didn't react that way. We also have a crop condition and progress report this afternoon, which is likely to show that progress in harvest has moved along nicely. And the harvest pressure here is probably the reason why we're having such a sell-off. You know, the seasonal low for the corn and beans starts about this time of the year and goes through the month of October, and that's solely due to the fact that there's all that harvest grain hitting the market, and so there's not a real tightness right at this time for grain. There's also a little bit of rainfall pushed into the forecast for the end of the week. They increased it just a touch for the Midwest, and we're even going to see some here in Oklahoma and Texas as another cold front comes through at the end of the week. So overall, weather patterns look just a little bit bearish, but harvest pressure and then a little bit bearish on that quarterly stocks report's the reason we drove down today.
And your phone number, Justin?
877-431-9805.
That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures, recapping our closing numbers today.
October live cattle were down 40 cents at 127.85. October feeders off 2 at 164.10. October lean hogs today were down 95 cents to close at 91.97. In our grains, Kansas City December wheat was up 7.75 cents at 739.5. Chicago December corn down 12.5 at 441.5. And November soybeans were down 37 cents today at 12.82¾. October cotton was up 45 points
market
and closed at 86.11 cents per pound.
I'm Jim Apel.
That's a look for closing markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.